we mustn't read beyond the fact that Mugabe is just playing a power game. In this particular case, Telegezela Mpogo is being used as a stick to beat up SK Moyo, who was becoming ambitious. It has been Mugabe's strategy to play politicians against each other. Whenever someone becomes ambitious, Mugabe pulls them back and promotes another person, just like he has done with Njuru and Mnangagwa. When Mnangagwa was becoming ambitious, looking at the throne, he pulled him back and put Joyce Njuru. When Joyce Njuru was just becoming hopeful, he has thrown her out and put Mnangagwa. It's just a power play. Like these people are all pawns in Mugabe's political power play.
Are we saying that he has maintained the Unity Accord of 1987 by nominating him?
In name and symbolically and ritualistically, we can say yes. But in practical and concrete terms, that Unity Accord doesn't transcend down to the people of Zimbabwe in their day-to-day existential experience. It's just there symbolically to manage political opinions and impressions, but that Unity Accord does not exist in reality. So people like Mpogo are just figurehead symbols that are meant to represent something that in reality and in experience is not available, I can say.